back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country. Home Talk USA with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. And we are talking about, you know, it seems like the right time of year to talk about all the junk mail inventors get because it's a different, it's a different intensity. You know, most of us recognize junk mail from credit card companies and salesmen and all that kind of stuff. But when you're an inventor and you get something that says, you know, from a government office or from, you know, a registered patent attorney, you like, oh, you get kind of nervous. Well, a lot of it is junk. So how do you tell the difference? And our next inventor is Mike. And, you know, Mike, I'm going to let you correct me on the saying of your last name, Synertia.
That's about right. You got it.
Okay. Mike is the inventor of Pick Pouch, and it is a home infusion therapy safety tool. Mike, I'm going to let you tell our audience what it is exactly, and then please give your website so if they are looking for it, they can go find it.
Okay. Thank you. Well, Pick Pouch is basically a device I created to hold the medicine ball when you have to go through IV therapy. PICC is actually peripheral inserted central catheter. So most of the times when you have a pick inserted into your arm, you have a ball of medicine and 3 feet of IV line, and you have to wait for it to dispense. My product allows you to put the medicine ball attached to your wrist, plug it into your port, and you're free to go. Your hands are free, and you're not restricted on your mobile activities, and you can do whatever you want. So it's a pretty easy device, but it makes a lot, makes a big difference in your life when you're going through the therapy. And the website is, the website is PICCPickPouch.com.
Excellent, excellent. And I noticed we're going to have you on again to talk about, you know, the intellectual property steps that you went through. But for now, we can tell our listeners that you've got three design patents and a utility patent. So we'll talk about the difference on those on another show, because there's a lot of inventors out there that will end up getting both when they can. So, you know, we're talking about the junk mail. Once you're, you know, at 18, generally about 18 months, a patent is published. And then the junk mail starts because now it's your contact information is made public to the entire world. So tell our inventors a little bit about your experience.
Well, you get all kinds of, as you say, junk mail. You get these scam companies that send you a what looks like an invoice, and they tell you, well, your patent, your, well, actually, these are patents or trademarks. I get them more for my trademarks. They get, they send you an invoice that says your patent or trademark is about to expire, and you need to reassign and pay us $1,200 or $1,500 to get your patent on board. And it's some place in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia or Arkansas or whatever, and it's usually a company that has a Polish or Ukrainian background, and they scam you. And most, I'm assuming people are actually paying this, and it's a scam bill, and you get a lot. A lot of them.
Yeah. And like George said, you know, it's it, for them, it's a numbers game. And, you know, it's like if they've made 50 calls a day and they get five people that panic and pay it, they've made their mark. And so what, you know, I tell inventors, because a lot of them will call me and say, you know, I just got this. And it's like, delete it, throw it away. But a lot of times you can tell by the email address that it comes from, that it looks weird. Never call the phone number that's listed with the email or in the letter that you might get. I see a lot of them for trademarks as well and get a lot of the questions for the trademarks. So, you know, just throw them away. There's so many scoundrels out there.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's really a shame, but there's a lot of companies out there just looking to scam people and take advantage of people that are uneducated or inexperienced on their road to inventing or creating something, and they lose money. know, think twice. Yeah. Look at the fine print. Look things over very carefully. A lot of times you're going to see they'll actually say not affiliated with the patent office or not affiliated with the trademark office. That should be a red sign, a red flag right there.
Yeah, I mean, if you read down through it, you can generally see those things. And it's like, don't have the panic attack of clicking on paying the bill, because now you can let a virus into your own computer or give some scoundrel out there access. You know, take a deep breath, take a look at it. Like you said, look at that fine print down there, because they say not affiliated with. And, you know, there are certainly ways to tell. So, can people actually buy your product right now?
I don't have it for sale yet. No, I have a sample of the product that I had many made that are saleable. I haven't sold any yet. I haven't pushed to sell any yet. Really looking to see if I can get a medical company distributor to just license it and let them take the ball and run with it. I don't want to be the manufacturer distributor.
I totally understand, and you answered it exactly the way I was going into the next question, which was to say, what are your next steps? Because we are working on helping you license that intellectual property. And so we are going to be putting together that package to help you. Next week is Christmas, so we will probably wait until Tuesday or Wednesday next week to work with you and get things started. But being able to get, you know, teed up the way you have, and your product is like, all right, here I am, here's what's filed, and now this is my next step. How long has that taken you, Mike?
Oh, this roller coaster ride has been a torturous 3.5 to 4 years.
I love the way you describe that. Yes. I think that torture chamber is something a lot of inventors experience.
Yes, and I don't know that a lot of people would pursue and persevere and continue and get to the finish line, because it's emotionally, financially, and just everything, part of your life, draining.
It certainly can be, but you know, when you hit your next milestone, there's always an adrenaline rush as well, and you get the encouragement to go on to the next step.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I won't give up. This will be on the market, it'll be a worldwide product, and it's going to help millions of people.
Excellent. Well, there is the music, everyone, so we're going to run off and pay a couple of bills. But if you are, you know of, or you want to be an inventor, join us at the Inventor Roundtable meeting so you can ask questions. They are free. And if you want to go to our website, invent-america.com or inventamerica.info, we'll get you connected to all of us. And so stick with us. We've got another inventor coming up.